The White House is restarting its senior executive service, rather, reform effort. The Office of Personnel Management will launch several new initiatives in the coming months, including a new SES onboarding framework. Mark Reinhold is OPM's Associate Director for Employee Services. He tells Executive Editor Jason Miller about the revitalized efforts to improve that SES program.
This is all part of our efforts responding to the President's Management Agenda People and Culture Initiative, which is, as one of its planks, focuses on improving leadership for the 21st century. We're really excited about our new enhanced SES onboarding model. This is something we've partnered with the President's Leadership Workshop to design a new model that is going to be piloted by a number of agencies this year, and then we'll be taking a look at their experience and looking for broader government-wide implementation next fiscal year. So what it's really all about is making sure that we have a systematic way of ensuring that our new executives are onboarded, that they can hit the ground running, that they've got access to the right people and connections and information to support a smooth transition into the SES. We've got a number of agencies that are piloting this with us, including here within our own agency at OPM, but also HHS and Interior and Homeland Security and a number of others. As part of this effort, we're also developing an SES onboarding website, which will be rolled out next month. And that'll be used to provide new executives with access to these enhanced onboarding materials, including, you know, both the overall framework, but as well as a number of tools and resources that can really help them hit the ground running. It'll include things like, you know, core training on, you know, basic things that every SES should know about the federal system, but also other kinds of resources and information. And it's really all about creating kind of a central place where executives can go to get this information and to create some economy so that agencies who, you know, might not be able to invest as much time in SES onboarding as they'd like, they'll kind of have a fallback place to go for some great onboarding information for their executives. And then another piece of this is our situational mentoring program for SES. You know, so situational mentoring is really about having the ability to have short-term discussions between executives on, you know, high-impact issues or particular problems or challenges or opportunities. And those exchanges can take place via telephone, via email, over lunch, et cetera. And this is really not only to enhance or support kind of individual development and development of leadership competencies, but also to provide assistance in tackling, you know, real-life challenges. We're looking forward to launching this month, later in September, and at that time we'll be opening things up so that SES mentees can be given access to a database of mentors, and we're currently recruiting executive mentors who are willing to participate in the situational mentoring program.
All right, so there's a lot going on. Let me back up for a second. You talked about the new SES onboarding framework. Can you go into just a little bit of detail in terms of what that means? What's going to be different today than maybe it will be yesterday when it comes to this framework?
I think what we're trying to do is lay out a systematic approach and timeline for when, you know, the types of things that new executives should be exposed to, the types of information that they should be given, the types of discussions and conversations and people they should be meeting. So, for example, you know, we'll lay out, you know, the importance of meeting with their supervisor to talk about program objectives and priorities. You know, the importance of meeting with peers and others, you know, the CFOs and CIOs and HR folks. And again, it's really all about trying to ensure a consistent onboarding experience and, again, really facilitate, you know, someone's ability to hit the ground running.
Previously, you maybe OPM provided SESers with this type of information, but maybe not as specific of a timeline, meaning the first 3 months you should do this and the next 3 months you should do that. That's what this framework will provide versus before. It's maybe it was just a list of things to keep in mind that you should do or would be recommended.
Right, that's correct. And again, as I mentioned, we worked with the President's Leadership Workshop, where a bunch of folks who were able to give us some good insights into, you know, best practices and the best time frames for some of these activities to occur. So we're real excited about kind of, you know, reframing this in a way that provides a higher level of specificity and, you know, hopefully higher value.
And then the other piece that I thought was interesting, obviously you have the pilots that are going on with the several agencies. Have you come up with metrics yet to say what will make this successful?
Yeah, that's an integral part of the pilots. We are looking at ways that we can assess, you know, results here and make sure that we've, you know, we're hitting the right targets and achieving what we set out to do. So the evaluation piece is an essential component of this as well.
So it sounds to me like it's a work in progress and something that maybe was being developed over time and then as agencies...
Yeah, I mean, it is laid out and it does include kind of post-assessments, you know, looking a year out, for example. So it is nailed down. But again, since the pilots are only getting up and running, you know, in the next month or so, you know, the evaluation won't occur for, you know, probably a year out.
Let me move over. Director Archuleta also talked about several other important initiatives, new initiatives are coming, including something called GovU, which is seems to be building off the success of HR University. Can you talk a little bit about the plans for what GovU will eventually or is going to be?
It's good that you mentioned HR University because that's exactly what we're talking about with GovU. HRU is really a prototype for what we're talking about for kind of a longer-term effort, which we're calling GovU. And it's really about looking at ways that we can build on a lot of the great work that is already being done in agencies in terms of developing coursework and, you know, career maps and other things for various types of occupations. And it's really bringing those all together under the auspices of a GovU. And there are many areas where we can, you know, create efficiencies across government. For example, in mandatory training, if you will, there are certain types of trainings that every federal employee should complete. And rather than have every agency develop and redevelop these courses or what have you, it's a great way of kind of putting those all in one place and making them available for broader use. So that's really kind of the notion behind GovU. And again, we are using our experience with HRU as the prototype there.
And as far as timing, I know you said it could be some time off, but it seems that the pieces are coming together. Director Archuleta mentioned a MOU with the Defense Department and some of the things that they're offering in terms of training courses around national security. And she also mentioned some other potential courses around cyber, I guess disability, workplace flexibilities, things like that. Can you talk a little bit about how the DOD agreement is leading towards that bigger thing called GovU?
So the cyber community has already done a lot of work across agencies in figuring out how to share training across the enterprise. And along those same lines, this agreement that we've signed with DOD is really all about taking existing work that DOD has done in their security and intelligence certification program and really making that available more broadly. So it's really capitalizing, again, on work that, and money that's already been invested and making that available more broadly. So, you know, the cyber and national security areas are two that are a little bit further along if we're talking about, you know, how these all might potentially play into a GovU schema. So we're really excited about the progress that's being made there.
Timing around GovU, can you give me a sense? Should people start looking for changes in the next 6 months, next year? Will take a little bit longer?
We will see some of these things mature at different rates. And, you know, I'm not sure that within 6 months or a year we're going to flip a switch and say, you know, hurrah, we have GovU. I think it'll happen much more incrementally, again, as we continue to learn things from the way HRU is being used and the way that HRU is being populated and managed. But it really gives us a great opportunity to kind of make sure our prototype is working and then kind of replicate that with these other colleges, if you will, for cyber or, you know, leadership or what have you. So, yeah, I think we're good ways along with HRU and, you know, testing our prototype. But the ultimate vision of, you know, a GovU is still sometime off in the future.